I don't believe that there is any coincidence that I came to faith at the same time as changing career to become a paramedic, though it had been brewing a while. There's a great analogy in the Alpha course, which I was lucky enough to be guided through by Tim patiently in 2018, about God's plan for you being a bit like a sat-nav, that if you follow it directly, there's a straightish route from start to finish, but if you miss a turning, the sat-nav doesn't just switch off or implode, but calmly reroutes. It might take longer via different landmarks, but your plan will, at some point, rejoin that A road towards a pretty special destination. I think about this analogy a lot. Apart from helping me not to overthink current big choices, it helps me see my journey to this point and my relationship with God starting way before 2018. The seeds, the conversations, the signs were there all along. I just hadn't realized it. This brings me to my own road-based analogy, since alongside my spiritual awakening, I was learning to drive ambulances on blue light. To help negotiate the hazards of this new driving style, our instructors taught us the craft of hunting out signs, warning about approaching corners, hidden junctions, or potential wild animals. They predicted that on our drive home, we would miraculously see new signs that had been there all along. And it was true. Suddenly, I saw warning signs for hidden dips, wild ducks, and for dangerous height restrictions that I'd been passing every day for weeks, but not noticed until now. And so it was at the same time with my growing faith. I suddenly saw signs of God's presence in my everyday and in my past that I'd been wandering blindly past for years. There he was in the small things, in the glinting smile of a patient in a care home, the sun emerging just before the need to run to a shop, or hearing a song that reminds you of a friend not spoken to in ages. So you give them a ring, and they're so glad that you did because they really needed to speak to someone today. But he was also there in the big things, the turning points of my life, and I'm going to share just two of those connected ones briefly with you now. The first concerns leaving what I thought was my dream career. For a long time, I thought I was going to spend my life as a teacher. It was a job I really enjoyed and I did pretty well at. I worked hard, really hard, often stayed up to the small hours planning, marking, arranging school trips. And within 2 years, I was head of sixth form and had been asked to represent my school at a meeting with the Prime Minister at Downing Street. I made my work my everything. I felt incredibly proud of my achievements, but as with lots of things in my life, it always felt as though there was something missing. And whilst at dizzying heights within my own career at an early stage, I felt unstable and unsupported, a castle built on sand, and I had no solid foundations. I've been surrounded by faith and faithful people throughout my life, but never shared it in myself. I never got it, felt it, understood it, though I was thoroughly envious of it. Envious of the purpose it seemed to give people, the comfort it brought them at times of distress, the answers to the unanswerable. I just lacked the evidence I needed to believe, lacked the signs. Like a castle built in sand, sure enough, I crumbled. It happened quickly. I didn't realize it at the time, but my lack of foundations under the weight of colossal self-expectation led me to a mental breakdown. It crippled me and everything I had built up over the previous 26 years of my life. My identity, character, career, achievement seemed to lie in ruins all around me. I couldn't talk to the school for the utter shame of it. I moved back to live with my parents and could barely leave the house for months. I saw several different professionals looking desperately for a fix, a glue to put it all back together, until eventually my mum encouraged me to speak to our old family GP. And I did. I didn't say much. I couldn't. Words, so all important to me before in articulating my truth and teaching English, had failed me. I felt so frightened of looking ignorant and pathetic, or unable to be understood. But he listened and he spoke, and he talked calmly and in a deep, kind voice. Through his talking, I could see at a fundamental level that he understood, accepted, and forgave me. And as he spoke, a massive burden lifted from me, and everything had hope again. There were no immediate answers, but there was hope, and it was a foundation on which I could rebuild. I felt at that time as if the GP had saved my life. It gave me the confidence to change and follow my heart and pursue a career in outdoor teaching in Ireland with a fresh slate, where multiple divinely set signposts led me to meeting my extraordinary wife, Katie, and knowing almost instantly that I would marry and have an awesome life together, though not really sure how I knew that with such certainty. Within 2 years of that GP consultation, I learned that doctor had left medicine and become a vicar. I didn't think much of it at the time. I even remember feeling surprised that he was religious. But now I realized that it wasn't just the doctor who understood who I was and what I was silently saying in that consultation. God was in that room that day. Though it would take another 5 years and a lot of self-discovery and real foundation building to realize it. God helped me find Katie too, persuaded me to stay in Ireland long enough to meet her, and gave me the confidence to pursue the most remarkable relationship and friendship of my life, and the impetus to ask her, and subsequently others, questions that led me here today. There is no way I could do what I do now without faith, and be so happy and content with my life. Whilst we have two wonderful children, and I have a real vocation of a job which I love, I could not do it without help. It's hard, really hard. But God never gives you more than you can handle, and through prayer speaks and acts in the most awesome of ways. In fact, what God gives me now is the most unbelievable calm, clarity, and peace in the face of uncertainty or apparent stress. With faith, I could stand in the gulf of a looming, uncertain global pandemic as a frontline worker and know that what I was doing was right and that it would be okay for my growing family and I. With faith, I can be woken for the fifth time in a night and calmly resettled a frightened toddler because I know at a fundamental level that they don't need to be afraid, and I'll make up the sleep some other time. With faith, I feel a firm hand on my shoulder as I tend my most critically ill patients, from those first vital interventions to easing the somersaults in my stomach and helping me deliver a measured handover to a packed recess room. With faith, I've started to lose faith in the idea of coincidence. Everything in this complicated, noisy, hectic world seems to unravel perfectly, as intended. The week after I completed the Alpha course, I took my normal running route up past Dulson Castle and noticed a carved stone quotation, one that had been there every previous time I'd run past it but never seen. The last line of a poem by Carol Ann Duffy. It revealed itself with perfect timing and reads, "What will you do now with the gift of your left life?" Thank you so much to everyone here and throughout my life who has helped to guide and teach me, whether they know it or not, and for giving me the room to grow in this new, remarkable way, to be here now on this brilliant journey.